Right. Have you, in the course of, you talked about you try not to let it affect you, but are there times when it sort of gets to you and you must talk to a friend or your family or whatever to sort of deal with your personal, or have difficulty sleeping or whatever it is? And I'm not trying to get into too deeply. I'm not being a psychologist here. You're right. It's the same in some respects for you and the judges and the prosecutors. You all hear much the same information, and I'm just trying to get at the human aspect of it. And you needn't, go too far if you don't wish to.
Well, as I've mentioned, it's always very disturbing to look at what happened at that time, because it was horrible. It was, of course, it was absolutely horrible.
And have you taken site visits as part of your process here as a defense counsel?
Yes, I have taken part in one site visit, but it was not a visit with the whole chamber. It was a very private, I would say, a defense visit that I made in a particular location, because we had a witness who was present and who was telling at the time that our client made a public meeting and that he made declarations before the public. And he was establishing, well, it was very material. It was establishing that he could hear very clearly what was said by my client, when we could have very strong doubts about that, in view of the distance he was from him and in view of the place he was hiding. So we went to the place and realized that the witness was saying in court that he was at a distance of approximately 10 meters. And in fact, when we went to the place, we realized that he was at least at 50 meters, which was quite different. So I made a site visit just to see the place, how the location of it, and how from where he could have seen our client, and after that made some evidence about that.
Was this a site that, besides this question, was one that would demonstrate what went on there?
No, no,
No.
no, no, no,
Okay.
no, no,
Yeah.
no.
And have you been on your own or officially to like some of the quote memorial sites?
Yes, I've
Yeah.
seen some of them.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Have you been to the one that's beyond Butari, the one in the school up on the hill where the skeletons are?
No.
Yeah.
No. I did not see that.
Yeah. Okay. But you have seen
Pictures of that.
pictures of that,
Yes.
and you have been to some of the other sites. And have you been to the Genocide Museum?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. And
Maybe
the
later.
I understand. These are questions I must ask.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, I'll ask you the question you know I'm going to ask you, and I know I haven't given you preparation time, but if there were a few things that if you were designing a tribunal for the future, and I hope it would not be necessary, but I think current events may be telling us different. Are there some things that you would want to be in the design of such a tribunal that you think would make it better quality of justice, or more efficient, or more fair?
If you give me the chance to think about it, I could possibly come back with some observations.
Okay.
But for the time being, I'm just a little bit
Okay.
caught by surprise by this
Okay.
question.
And I
And
apologize
I
for.
would prefer
Okay.
to give you an answer
Okay.
after having
Thought
thinking
about
about
it.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you want to send us a few paragraphs or whatever in
Okay.
writing, I'm not, we're not going to hold this, by email or something.
Okay.
But we'll work out some way,
Okay.
because I would like to have the benefit of your thought. And at last, then the last question is, without any structure at all, you are now speaking to the future. This film will be seen by high school children perhaps, or legal professionals, or just citizens, whether of Rwanda or other parts of the world. Is it something you'd like to say to the future at this time, based on your extensive experience here?
Again, I think I will ask for time to think about it,
okay,
and then possibly come back to you with that
okay,
question.
And
also,
you are cordially invited, and it won't be as long as we have done here today.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.